a hold of it and talks about it on his show, you know, which has millions of reach.
Yeah, and ever since then, I think it was the Unmistakable Creative, and next, and then Srini just, you know, built his entire brand off of something that resonated with people. And before, he wasn't building the brand about resonating with people. So great, Mark. That's good to hear, and that is something measurable and being consistent there. Joe, what do you have going on? How have you been?
There we go. So I've been fine. I redid my about page. I've learned some more stuff about SEO, you know, kind of working on that. And yeah, I think that's all what I've got going on. I'm also like 2 or 3 weeks into the Boots of Business course.
Okay. And what's the, just to remind everybody, what's the Boots to Business course and how do you have access to that?
Boots of Business is put on by the SBDC, SBA, or I'm sorry, the University of Syracuse, sponsored by like the SBA and all that, but it's a free business course for veterans. And then there's a disabled route you can go as well. If you're a disabled vet, you can, I think as long as you're 50%, you can do that, and they'll actually like fly you out somewhere to do a kind of like a boot camp, a 9-day boot camp. But you go through and you build a business plan. If you've already taken entrepreneurship, honestly, everything I'm learning in this course in High Speed Low Drag is what they're teaching in this course. It's just that business canvas model and stuff so far. That's all we've done.
Good to hear.
So, I mean, if you don't want to do it, but if you want to like network with other people and other vets and stuff, then I'd say do Boost the Business. It's free.
Okay. Sounds good. Now, what about, now Trevor, Joe, really quick, you're looking to get a new client this week, right?
Yeah, I got someone and I'm working on their stuff right now. But you know, if you don't get paid, it's a hobby until you have money. You know, so once the money's in the bank account, then I will be able to officially say yes, it's a customer. Or
sounds
client,
good.
But we do have an agreement, and I am working on their stuff.
Sounds good.
Since I decided to do an hourly rate, because what they're asking me to do is not in my specialty. I guess it's really close, but it's just outside of it. And I wasn't set up for it. So to learn while I'm doing it, and to be fair, I did hourly rate. So that's why I haven't collected any money yet.
Okay. All right, Trevor, see you're out there. How are things going?
Things are good. I'm heading, or not heading there, but on the 17th, I'll be interviewed on Ari Meisel's podcast, Less Doing, More Living. And on the 26th of June, I'm speaking at the Pentagon for a leadership summit. That's about it. I have a question for you, Antonio, since you have an MBA. When a businessman says...
Yeah, don't hold that against me, man. I'm sorry. Like, it's like almost being... I think on the online world, having an MBA is like having some type of, you know, it's a handicap almost.
Well, no, I don't see it like that. I can see how that may be the thought, though, that, oh, he was educated conventionally. What the hell? But
yeah.
What's a one-pager? So, you know, with the side of the business that is going to be the junior, like consulting with companies. I had a guy that just said, hey, send me your one pager and I'll put it in front of the right people. And
it's basically your pitch. It's okay. Everything they need to know on one page. It's shorthand. I mean, and they're not always one page. Very hard to get it down to one page. It's the idea that, you know, you can read their mind and get in front of them what the buyer needs or whoever's going to make that decision to be able to, you know, make a decision and get off his ass.
Okay.
But yeah, so they throw out jargon like that. They'll throw out the five forces. And I mean, again, everything I've got, the MBA, you know, that stuff's cool, but I would say, you know, getting out there, making it happen. If you want an MBA, you know, go listen to, you know, John's interviews or go listen to Andrew Warner's interviews. Even David Seitlin Garland probably still has some great stuff up. You know, I don't know if he's put that behind a paywall, but to me, I've learned a lot more. The thing with the standard business education is I think it does give you a lot of frameworks to think, but it also creates a lot of risk. You're very risk averse, which I think, you know, yeah, you got to be aware that that's a lot of the stuff that they build into you, you know, in regular business school. But But no, tell us a little bit more. I mean, getting to speak at the Pentagon is not a normal thing, unless a general.
I just continue to do that, you know, like foster, grow, and develop the relationship I have with American Dream U and Phil Rondazzo, and it just pays dividends. So we're working on like a pilot team program with that organization to hit like the smaller bases to kind of have like a, instead of a 2-day event, like a 1-day event on some of the smaller bases throughout the country. And since he knew that I had rebuilt my site and was focused more around leadership and had connected a bunch of senior E8s from Ranger Battalion with young professionals like out in software world, and they were doing like mentorship, he was like, would you like to speak at a leadership summit? And I was like, absolutely. So that's kind of how that came about.
Solid. Love hearing about that stuff. And I think that's, you know, you didn't wait to pay your dues. You didn't wait for that to fall in your lap. You simply found something that was working for you, and you've been riding its coattails.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I help them out and do a lot of like free work. So, but it definitely has been coming back tenfold. So
good deal. All right. Well, and I'd like to hear a little bit more about how things are developing for you after we get to Michelle. Michelle, how are things going for you?
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, great. Actually, I just dropped off my client. I was working with her today. I did a color analysis, and she referred me to a friend of hers. So she's given her friend, in fact, she asked whether to give my phone number or just send her to my site. And I said, for right now, give her my phone number. I have a referral. And the other thing is my site is being worked on. So I've already decided on my tagline. And so my site's being worked on so that I can get it more up to speed for the type of clients that I'm looking to work with.
Good deal. All right. Well, you know, congratulations. And I love that you're getting referrals. Obviously, the person that you know, the paying client, they're happy enough that they're going to pass your name on because they're putting their name on the line. And that's exactly what you needed. Now, I want to go for full circle. Let's go back to Jimmy. Jimmy, can you hear me okay?
I can, yes.
Okay. So what's going on with you? How did it go with getting some writing done this week?
My goal was to get two articles written, but I got one. So, I am working on the other one. I just didn't want to post it up yet. I just wanted to put that one more of a story, about, you know, kind of just growing up with, eating just regular Vietnamese food and how I became to be more healthier. And just kind of my journey. So I wanted to think about that a little bit more before I actually posted that up. But other than that, I'm glad that I'm, joining these meetings and getting to hear all these stories that everybody's involved in. So, I run a business for my wife too as well. Most of my activity on that side is through AdWords. I have a lot of experience doing that, but I want to get away from that because, it does cost money, to do that, to get marketing out there. And I want to, kind of use the SEO motto a little bit more, grow the stuff that I have more organically. And so with your help, I'm trying to get there. So just want to build it right and get the right base for my business out there.
Good deal. All right. Well, I think that you could still get that that post up tonight, even though it's not perfect. Just get the thing out there. You don't have thousands of people yet coming to your website on a daily basis. Oh, I see we got a new person joining us. Brian, how are you doing out there?
Doing great. How are you guys?
Good, good. How are things going at Secrets of Sushi?
They're going good. Going pretty good. I don't have a lot of to update with, but things are going pretty well. Been a bit under the weather recently, so I haven't been very active.
All right. Well, Anything new? What's the traffic stats you guys are getting at the website now?
Let me check real quick.
And anything new on opt-ins? Any increase in opt-ins?
No real increase, at least not any significant increase in the opt-ins. But that is going to be my next priority, is changing, doing some split testing on for the book covers and the title for the lead magnet.
Mm-hmm. And what about pop-ups?
I do have the pop-up running, and that's actually pretty successful.
20-second delay or something? Or
I'm sorry?
Is it like a 20-second delay? Or?
I think it's set to a 15-second delay.
Okay. Yeah, looking at the site. Good, pop-up just popped up for me, and things are looking good here. How is traffic from Pinterest?
That's going really well. I seem to have a lot more traffic that's just repinning certain pins, not necessarily going all the way through to the website.
And what about Instagram? Anything from here, or how's that going?
Not a lot from Instagram, and that's actually something I'm going to be investigating. I had a couple of followers that were mentioning some comments on some of the pictures of the sushi, asking for tutorials. So I guess it's not clear to my audience that the tutorials for the roles that are pictured are actually featured on the website.
Overall, though, good. You've got the ball rolling, and it's a matter of focus and getting those emails. All right. Well, and a lot of things we can – I still think that we can improve here, but we'll talk separate about that. All right. John, are you still out there? Can you hear me?
I am here. I am in the house. I'd love to first and foremost do a mic check, because this is the first time I've been able to use my actual Heil on GoToMeeting. They just have this new platform now. So how do I sound, Antonio?
You sound good. You sound better than you did when we first started. So
so just good, though. You wouldn't say great.
I heard a little bit of an echo. It doesn't – I don't know. It just doesn't have that like deep, rich, I don't know I think I could go. You could talk a little bit deeper. Practice. What is that? You can lower your chin and get like a deep sound, isn't it?
Well, that's not what I'm going for. My only question was if it's my actual Heil that's being picked up. That's what I'm concerned with.
I think it sounds fine, but I would say I didn't notice a like wow difference.
Well, let me say hello to Brian, Daniel, Jimmy, Joe, Mark, Michelle, and Trevor. What's up, guys? Thanks for joining us today. And I'm just excited to be back in the good old USA myself after a little trip to the Philippines for Chris Ducker's Tropical Think Tank, and then a little vacay with Chris and his wife, Erz, and Kate over to Hong Kong, which, quick side note, the world's highest city, 35% of the population there lives above the 14th floor, which is insane. So really cool time, but it's good to be back in San Diego.
Was that your first time in Hong Kong?
First time.
It is a cool city.
Yeah, it really is.
Well, very cool. Well, I was going to let you cover – John, you've sent some pretty interesting emails over the last couple days. You've got this Why We Fail. You've talked about taking a 35-minute walk and how that's really transformed
power
your
walk. Power Every walk. Day. It's a power walk.
And so we talk a lot about, it's like I'll let you maybe you choose, but can you maybe elaborate on one of these? Maybe take like 5 to 10 minutes, because this is not something that you normally hear someone talking about. Just saying, hey, get out there and take a 35-minute power
walk.
Let's
talk about this one. So there's a great book I do recommend people check out. It's called .com Experts by Russell Brunson. And in this book, it really talks, number one, about the power of email marketing and how you should be first and foremost having what's called a soap opera sequence, where you are actually taking people through a journey of your brand. So like your first 6 or 8 emails when people first sign up for your newsletter should be taking them through a journey, like a welcome series, so to speak. And I have a very defined welcome series where I'm introducing them to my free podcast course, my free webinar course. That's just That's the yeah. It's probably some guy that's promoting it for him, but his name is Russell Brunson, and and you want to take people through new people that are signing up and expose them to what you're offering, the resources that you're offering. You know, I give people one free training. It's called The One Thing About Finding Your Avatar. So we give a lot of value in this welcome series of emails. And again, exposing your audience to your brand and everything that you're offering. You don't just want them to join the newsletter then start getting random emails from you about stuff that you know you have going on. You want to introduce yourself first and have them get to know you. But then you do move away from the soap opera sequence into the Seinfeld sequence. And the Seinfeld is people know from watching that. It's just you know, whatever. It's like daily life. So now for people that are through, like you, Antonio, you're through my welcome series. Now you'll get my broadcast emails where if I'm taking a walk on the bay, which I was doing, and I'll come up with an idea and I'll implement it and then I'll talk about it with my audience, you know. And so like these walks have been really successful, beneficial for me having ideas and implementing them. And I've used a lot of my newsletters to talk about the implementation, number one. So number two, I was like, well, why not just do another email broadcast about my walks? And then also I have an affiliate relationship with audiobooks. If you scroll down a little bit right here in this email, you'll see that I say, hey, and by the way, like if you're gonna go for a walk today, like you can grab your free copy of a book. Here's one that I recommend. And every time someone did that and grabbed their free audio copy, I got $35. So you know, this email generated thousands of dollars just by providing a free audiobook for the readers of my newsletter. So that's kind of some insight into behind that, and it's really important again to look at your newsletter as a great way to really get into the lives of your readers. I'm not sure if you're trying to talk, Antonio, but you're muted.
John, when you were born, were you born a natural email marketer, or did you have to improve on this?
I was definitely not born a natural email marketer. You know, the first 32 years of my life had nothing to do with anything in the online world, so this is all new to me. It's definitely a learned skill that anybody can pick up, and again, it's by getting the right materials in front of you, like these books, like .com experts and like other copy books, you know, like from people like Ray Edwards and other people like that. So very, very important topic for us.
Very cool. All right.
Does anybody have any questions about that? Jimmy Joe, Mark Michelle, Trevor, Daniel, Brian?
All right. Well,
.com expert. Is it the same as .com secret or is it a different, totally different book?
Oh yeah, did I say .com secrets? Because I definitely
No, I'm asking because I have .com secrets, I think.
Yeah, is that by Russell Brunson?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's what I meant actually. I just switched out the last word by accident. So .com secrets by Russell Brunson. That's the one you want.
Hey John.
I am human, I will admit. I'll be the first to admit it.
No.
But, all right. What was I gonna say?
Mark, you got a question?
Yeah, I do. John, as far as copywriting, where would you point us, you know, if we wanted to learn that great skill? Where do we start?
RayEdwards.com. He's a guy. He actually was just interviewed again on Amy Porterfield's podcast. And he's a great copy guy for online entrepreneurs. He really focuses on that. So he's a great guy to start with. And what's kind of great is that when you start with somebody like that, you'll kind of continue to go down and you kind of go down and consume their content. You'll get opened up to other people as well, kind of that are doing some good things. And so, yeah, that's the last episode right there.
Great. Thank you, sir. But,
That's a great question.
I got a question. It's Jimmy. So you said email marketing is probably your specialty. Is that correct?
Well, you know, I mean, it's something that I've gotten better at. I mean, I would say, like, if I had to name a specialty, it'd probably be podcasting, but I know the importance of bringing email marketing into my business.
What do you, as far as, you know, getting, you know, the spam, right? You know, how many emails can you send out? Are you using some type of service to
Yeah,
get
great
those
question.
emails out?
So if someone was just starting off, I would use either AWeber or MailChimp. Those are two very low-cost email service providers. Once you
Okay.
start getting a little more streamlined and your contacts are growing and you want to start having order forms and all these other things that, you know, will kind of help you run your business better, you want to move into like an Infusionsoft, which I know both myself and Antonio use. I pay $400 a month for that though, so it's not low cost, where you can get AWeber or MailChimp for just a couple bucks a month to start.
Oh, okay.
So
Thanks.
that would be the place to start. And then when you do want to switch to, from AWeber, it is a pretty seamless process. Like a company like Infusionsoft will transfer you over because it behooves them, because they, you know, they want you to become a client. So that'll be part of your package. So I was with AWeber for like a year, and then I made the move to Infusionsoft.
Great, thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Hey John, what do you think of CopyBlogger? Have you looked at their I actually have my a lot of people on my team go through
Yeah,
basically their
love
free course.
CopyBlogger. Their new Rainmaker platform is awesome. I have nothing but good things to say about it. You know, I know Brian Clark pretty well. I was just hanging out with him here in San Diego. They just get it. You know, they get it. They really make it easy for online entrepreneurs to just have a sleek, state-of-the-art website with some, you know, other things as well. So definitely recommend CopyBlogger.
So one thing you guys may be hearing kind of within this is you don't need to necessarily recreate the wheel. You don't need to be super creative or clever. But with copy, you know, with this copywriting, if you're clear and if you can simply look at who's doing it, like CopyBlogger or the other, you know, this Ray Edwards, follow their best practices, and you're going to be the leader in your industry when it comes to this. You don't have to recreate the wheel. These are some of the most competitive industries online. What Amy Porterfield does, what the guys over at CopyBlogger do. So if you can take this and apply it to paleo and Vietnamese food, if you can apply it to Mark as you're writing and, you know, promoting your book, Joe, for you, sales pages is going to be a little bit more competitive, but you're becoming so specific, you know, you guys will be able to, you'll be able to get far with just applying the basics. Now, do we have anything else? Okay, Joe, what do you got? You got a question?
Yes, sir. So for the email list, can you kind of take me through the timeline, or just explain like what would be the proportionality between selling them something and just giving them information, or do you only use it for selling?
And so that's why it's really important having a welcome series, because you don't want to come across as selling right away. You know, you want, again, you kind of got to look at it like like you're kind of welcoming people into your brands, and like you want to have like a nice little cup of coffee or cup of tea with them. You know, give them some croissants. They're kind of coming into your world, and you want them to feel happy and feel safe and feel like they're really getting a lot of free value from that visit that they're doing, from the time that they're spending reading your emails, getting to know your brands. So really take the time and provide, you know, I'd recommend signing up for my newsletter and going through what my welcome series looks like, and just kind of see how I, you know, just take people through what we have going on, the free trainings, provide another free training, you know, talk to them about some other great things that I recommend, and really allow them to get going on, to get kind of understanding what we have going on in a really powerful way. And then they'll move forward past your welcome. And that's why having stuff something like AWeber and Infusionsoft is important, because, you know, they'll be, it's called tagged as a new subscriber. So they'll just get those like 6 or 8 welcome newsletters, and then that gets removed after they get done the last one. And now they're open to be receiving your broadcast emails that could be selling something. Like today, if you go to my the email. Go ahead and check out the email that I sent today about the why are we failing, Antonio. And I'll kind of take people through that real quick. And so only people that got this email today are people that are through my welcome. You know, they're through my welcome sequence. So you really want to have that welcome sequence of them getting to know you, getting to know your brand, and then they can start receiving the broadcast emails where you are either selling something or pitching something. So this email is pretty short and sweet to the point, because I had a guest on today, Ray, who's selling a course called 3-Minute Expert. So I set it up by saying, you know, a lot of people fail for all these reasons. Here's a great course that expires tomorrow. That's an actual live countdown right now that does expire in an hour form. You know, one day, 4 hours, and 42 minutes. And
did you get that from Jack Bourne?
What's that?
Do you know Jack Bourne? I know he's got something like this.
I don't know.
Okay, just curious.
Or is that Deadline Funnel guy?
Yeah,
I do know him.
Okay.
And if you click on any of those links, then it will open up into his actual course through my affiliate link. And people want to actually buy the course 3-Minute Expert, then I'll get affiliate credit for that and generate revenue. So I would not want people to get this the first day they sign up for my email list, because it's you know, not just pure value. It's kind of like, hey, you should keep on buying this. So, and then this is just a, you know, that's just a sales page basically of his course.
All right.
Does that answer your question? I mean, if you want to get a little more specific, definitely continue down that line of questioning.
No, that was that kind of answered that. I was just wondering, because like what I've done is what I do with my other business as well is I do like a 7-email series, almost like a mini course. That when they sign up, it takes them through one mini course, and then they maybe I'll send out a few broadcasts after that, and then I try to space it out a couple weeks, and then send out another mini course. And then throw some selling in there. I just wasn't sure how long after that, maybe that first email series where I actually just give them pure information, that I should start selling, and how I should divide up the between giving them just value and then having an ulterior motive of profiting from them.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the goal should always be that there's a combination of both. So it's either you're just providing pure value for value's sake, which is nice to have. But then even when you are promoting or selling something, you know, it really needs to be a targeted product or service. So there is going to be value there too. For instance, like this course, I know personally is going to help Fire Nation, you know, my listenership. So like that is why it is a win-win for sure. Now, my question to you is like when they're going through their 7-day course, are they also receiving random broadcasts from you? Like, how are you making sure that they're not getting a random kind of interrupting cow broadcast?
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, luckily, I haven't really had that problem yet, because just about everybody on my mailing list is in this class. So,
you know, you can see what I'm saying, though, right? So as people are just kind of every day signing up, like, you want them to be going through those 7-day courses, but you don't want them to get this, like, you know, out of kind of left field, like they're like on day 4 of 7, and then all of a sudden it's like, blam, like this doesn't make sense, like I don't really understand where this is coming from. So that is really why it's good to have that kind of CRM capability, like an AWeber or Infusionsoft, that can really make sure that you're identifying that.
So I'm using AWeber, but I didn't know that you could tag people as like new users, or you could let them go through that initial orientation phase first, I guess, for lack of a better term. So I'm going to have to go in there and learn how to do all that, because I didn't even know it was possible.
Yeah, and you know, and like truth be told, like I haven't been with AWeber for now coming up on 2 years, and I never used them for that. I've heard that, you know, they do offer that now. I've never used it and don't know how to use it, but I would definitely, you know, go into their support knowledge base and figure that out.
So I just pulled up a couple things. AWeber Pro Tools is basically, it takes AWeber, puts it on steroids. The same guy, John, that's actually Jack Bourne, this is his main business. He's also got that countdown, which you're using. And the guy's in a mastermind with me, incredibly smart, great guy. Also, Pat Flynn's put out some very, and if anyone's on Pat's email list, he's very, I would say, he doesn't sell at all really on his email list. And he's given, he gives you four examples of various autoresponder series. Joe, you could follow this point by point and feel very good about, you know, any of these that you do. And I think that these would be great little strategies for you. And once you get past that, you should go look at the McMethod. What's his McIntyre? He's got a this guy McIntyre. He's got over 100 episodes, and he interviews guys like Neil Patel. Really smart people on their email marketing strategies. And there's gold in this podcast. And last, there was this one, Steve Chow, just interviewed with Pat Flynn. And Steve, I just interviewed and talked with him about this on his podcast. And let's just say that your autoresponder, if done right, is really going to be one of your most powerful sales techniques. Broadcast emails are cool, but autoresponder is really where it's at, because there's a really smart guy named Jermaine Griggs, and he talks about the importance of recency. So whenever somebody signs up for your email list, they want results very quick. I mean, they signed up for a reason. They've got a pain, and they want you to solve it. They may not have that pain, though, in 2 months. So if you wait too long to offer them, you're going to miss the window a lot of the time. So don't think that you can just keep your email list will eventually rot, or it'll get old, and they'll just get used to getting all these emails from you and never buy anything.
Yeah, and a quick point on Pat, which is kind of funny. You're right. He usually doesn't sell on his email list. It's kind of funny that you said that, because today, actually, you know, his entire email was about him selling his smart podcast player. So, you know, people like Pat did spend a number of years building up a lot of great credibility. But now he's realizing, like, hey, like, I need to start generating some big revenue. And, you know, he's definitely not shying away from just directly selling on his newsletter list either. So everybody's doing it, essentially. And if, you know, and this is it right here. Everybody's doing it. You just want to make sure you're providing a good balance of value and offers.
And just to add to that, if you don't sell enough, you will get people that will. I mean, John, I'm curious. Have you ever been called a scammer?
You'll definitely have people that will respond back and will just say something I can't remember the exact words, but basically, like, you know, they're like, "Can you unsubscribe me from this list? Like, I didn't know you were going to be selling to me." And then it's like, then you take like a little screenshot of like the unsubscribe now button, and you just reply back with that. But you know, that the reality is that if you get responses back like that, like, you don't want those other people on your list anyways taking up your contact space. So just be nice to them, be cordial, apologize, and say, you know, hey, I'm removing you, or click the unsubscribe button. You'll be off. You know, sorry to disappoint, and have a great life.
And here are just some unsubscribes that I get filtered. My VA cleans them out. And I even ask them straight up, frankly, I'm puzzled. Why didn't you buy from me? And of course, they'll come back and let you know. Yeah. But we collect some really good info this way.
Subscribe. Yeah. People think they're clever.
They do. And it just cracks me up, because it's an automated message. And we send out hundreds every single day.
Right.
All right, so let's see who else got a message out there. Okay, Tom's heading out. And let me see. Joe, thanks, John, for your info. Trevor, do you got any questions? I haven't heard much from you this call.
No, I do not. I'm just listening, soaking it up, writing notes.
Well, how's it going? I mean, have you sent out an email recently? You had sent out some pretty good emails a while back.
Yeah, I've been working on just writing good stuff. Like, I have a bunch of like pictures and quotes, and to be honest with you, I just want to write something that I'm comfortable with it being around in 10 years. So right now we're working on an article about the importance of leadership, and the goal is that's like it's a good SEO type of article that should help us get some more like free traffic, But I want to make sure it's really good, so I haven't, you know, I haven't just pushed it out yet. But I have a, I have one ready to go that I'm going to try to get out this week about a story that a guy sent me. So.
Good deal. Michelle, can you hear us? Do you have any questions right off? And if you've got some questions, guys, feel free to be able to chat, type those out. What was that last bit, Michelle?
Oh, I was just making sure it said something about I was muted. So I was just making sure I was unmuted. But I've been getting good stuff from all of you. The main thing is I listened to something about a funnel, and I'm working on a just a funnel for getting opt-in for just getting leads, a list, starting building a list. So I'm working on that. That should be up hopefully by the end of this week.
All right. Well, you know, Michelle, one thing I'm really proud about you is that you are, you're making the sales happen, even though, you know, they're face to face, and that's a legitimate business. I mean, it doesn't have to be online, doesn't have to be your, I mean, everyone that we're talking that's here at High Speed Elite, we're all about building online businesses, but you don't have to, you can take a lot of our best practices and I mean, most business today is not done necessarily online. You've got lawyers, consultants, all these people are doing still things face to face. So it may be that you just become locally very strong and you build up your clientele right there first.
Well, actually, my clientele aren't here. They're in Georgia. So I'm getting people from around the United States, and I actually do most of my stuff through free conference call and webinars and stuff like that. So I do want to move it to a group type program online. So I am working to move it to online, a lot of online.
Very cool. Now, okay, Joe, can you go ahead and clarify your question?
Sure. So I've never had a money magnet or an email magnet that's ever worked as far as like enticing people to sign. If you sign up for this email list, you'll get this free ebook or whatever. And I've done ebooks in the past. I've tried like a worksheet. And I was wondering if one of you guys, John, or I know Tom left, or you, Antonio, can like walk through the process of how you find
out. How many did you buy?
I've done three different ones. And one of them was like an ebook explaining the introduction to what a marketing funnel is, so that way they would understand as I'm talking about it. And I know that I failed in pretty much asking my audience. When you don't have an audience, it's really hard to do that. But the process that you guys would go through to get an idea of what to do, like what it is that the market wants or your target audience wants, and then how to develop that into a something that's got to be an information product, something that you're going to be able to get to them easily if they sign in through email.
Well, I'll give you my 1 minute really quick, and then maybe John can jump in as well. But Joe, I mean, you've got to add another zero to that before you can really start to see. I mean, and you've got to solve a burning problem, a problem that hurts so bad that, you know, they would be willing to pay for your free lead magnet. That's because you are taking their time. 7 years ago, you could have gotten away with, I think, 10 years ago with a lot of crap. But now there's so much competition, especially in your sphere. You've got to really offer something amazing for free. If you look at what Copybloggers offering for free, it blows away a lot of paid programs. So you've got to solve that burning problem, and then you've got to present it and reduce friction so that they can grab it pretty easily. I don't know. John, what do you think?
Yeah, I'll just build off that. I mean, it's definitely the need to make sure that it's a starving audience. People only vote with their wallets. You know, people tell you yes all day long that they think you have a great idea, your product or service is going to be something they'll pay for, but until they actually do, that's just not the case. So one thing I would really do to kind of take a lot of steps in the right direction, and this isn't scalable at first, but like building the right type of businesses, don't start by only doing scalable things. Like, you really should be having one-on-one 10 to 15 minute conversations with who you consider your perfect ideal client, to really getting into their head about what they need, why they need it, and hearing the vocabulary that they're using when they're describing this pain, this obstacle, and then using that vocabulary, that exact vocabulary that they're using on the sales page when you're making the pitch, you know, in the title of the ebook or whatever the product or service is. And that's something that you'll really be able to kind of get into when you, you know, start to dive into Ray Edwards stuff and find the power of doing all of that.
All right. Yeah, you know, Joe, I'm just going to hit it again. It's got to solve a problem. This last Christmas, I think I've used this, maybe this story before, but we had our sewer back up. That's a problem. I mean, it's a real problem that I paid a guy double his rate to come in and fix the problem. Literally, get this crap out of my house. Literally. And so, you know, that is a problem. And that's why I love blue collar businesses, because to me, you know, that's something that, and the pay of those guys keeps going up because less people are going into it. And yet that job has to be done. So you've got to, I think you do an essential job. You're creating sales pages, but you've got to say it in a manner that people, they don't want to just buy a sales page. They want to double their sales. They want to, you know, work less. They want to make triple, you know, they want to triple their profits. They don't want to, a sales page is just the path. It's the vehicle to get them there. And you've got to figure out how can you sell them the dream and deliver the true goods. And that's what I would say you've got to do. All right. See Joe out there. Let me see. Brian, did you have any quick questions? Let me see.
I was curious as to what John thought about what the number one priority for an online business should be. I mean, at this point, I've been running the website for a little while. I've got a small email list. I've been publishing content fairly regularly, and I'm experimenting with different types of content to publish. But I'm curious, I mean, do you think that product creation should be the priority, or that continuing content marketing and publishing should be the priority, or maybe I should focus more on list building?
Your number one priority needs to be having conversations with your current audience. You say you have a small email list. Mm-hmm. You need to send them an email and say, click here, use my Schedule Once link to sign up for a 15-minute Skype call with me. I just have a couple questions for you. I want to know just a few things. I'm going to make it worth your time. I have a gift for you, and maybe create like a nice little PDF gift or something, like easy. And after those, you know, during those conversations, you're asking the question, what is your number one struggle? Like, of everything, like, what's your number one struggle? And, like, that's the first thing, and you just let them talk. And then follow up by saying, like, how exactly did you find me? Like, how did you find me? And then really try to find the similar ways that people are finding you, so you can go now back to the source and amplify that.
Okay.
And then the next part is going to be to, you know, actually start creating content specifically based off of those number one struggles that these people are having from these conversations. And listen, nobody does this because it's not easy to have these conversations. You know, it's not necessarily something that we think of as scalable. You know, we like to hide behind blog posts. We like to hide behind social media posts because it's easy and it's not scary to just put something out there to the level it is of maybe talking to somebody one-on-one, but that's where you're going to find success.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
There is one guy that's doing it, John, and that's old Dave Chesson of Kindlepreneur. And this guy, mm-hmm. you know, is really – he's got it right here. So you guys, everyone take a page out of this playbook. He's got it right here. It goes to his calendar, and you can just grab a time, you know, that works for him. And you get that 15 minutes. He promises right there. The only thing I think, I wish he would actually put what this is valued and make this a bit sexier. Give it like a little, you know, image, make it easier to find. But he this does have people.
Exactly what you should be doing.
Yeah. So some solid stuff. Now I see Daniel. How are you doing out there? I saw you had joined us. Can you hear us, Daniel? It's okay. If you can't hear me, you can just type right into the chat. And it looks like Michelle, you're having connection problems, but we're still here. All right. Well, if there's anyone, I'm going to make sure everyone is unmuted. I think we've got about 5 more minutes before we're going to wrap this up, unless people are ready to get out of here. But let's go ahead. Everyone should be now unmuted. So if you've got a question, please don't hold back.
I have one more question. What you said, Schedule Once, is that the plugin or app that you're talking about to schedule stuff, or what is Dave using?
Dave is using Calendly.
So Dave's using Calendly. Yeah, which is free. Schedule Once is not free. So you might want to start with Calendly if that's something that interests you. I personally love Schedule Once for a lot of reasons. And I just don't know Calendly as well, but what I love about Schedule Once is that I can have different links for different times. If I just want to have my chat link, if I just want to have my interview link, they can be different ones, so I can really make sure that I'm segmenting my calendar. I'm not sure if Calendly does that or not, but I think they're both worth checking out.
Thank you.
Hey, Joe, send me a link to your website tomorrow. I'd like to see it up.
Okay.
Get you to take some action. Now let's see. I know you can do it.
I'm a smart man.
You are. Take some action. So the point is, don't get caught in analysis paralysis. Whether you're going to use Calendly or Schedule Once or any of those other schedulers out there, you know, it's about taking action, ladies and gentlemen. You know, not sitting on the sidelines. I'm proud of a lot of you guys creating sales, you know, getting out there, collecting emails, building up your social media profile, going and speaking at the Pentagon. You guys are really, you know, making some things happen. So keep up the great work. And let me know if you guys have any questions. If there's not anything else to add, we're going to go ahead and wrap things up here. All right. Let me see. Nothing else. That's it. All right.
Thanks, John. Thanks, Antonio.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Take care, guys. Good night.
Thanks. Take care.
Bye-bye.